89.3. Passengers wishing to travel. It's 7 o'clock, and it's time for City Test.
Merhaba, hoş geldiniz.
Hamare gari akrandan abra svagat hai.
Annyeonghaseyo, bangatbunida.
Bienvenue, comment tu t'appelles?
Gari ga yeomido, ode funyeongnae.
Welcome to wherever you want to go.
What are you waiting for? It's time to take off.
Let's go!
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are so glad to meet you again on Friday night. Welcome to join our fantastic journey in City Temple. This is third time, and today our destination is Rio de Janeiro, one of the fantastic Brazilian city with religious culture and mysterious history. Chris and the Redeemer, Corcovado Mountain, Unrestrained Carnival. So what are you waiting for? In City Inside, Sheldon and Paul will take us together to join the fantastic scene of Hilde Christ and Redeemer, which is full filled with religious and artical atmosphere. Sheldon and Michael Mitchell have prepared wonderful music and movies in tour gallery. Hungry now? Don't worry. Cookie and Saturn will introduce the most delicious food in Rio to you in Yummy Yummy. Don't be worried about the barrier of communication there, because the Catherine and Melissa will teach us some basic words. And Travel Express, Cookie and Gary will show us the most suitable travel routes, so that we can choose our own travel way and can make full use of our time to enjoy the charming scenery of the enchanting wonderland and to enjoy the heavenly food life. Last one is the Follow Me section. We are going to talk about the experience of businessmen. What would have happened? Just listen. Now let's start our journey. It's time to take off. Come with us.
Hello everyone, what a lovely Friday it is. Welcome to the weekly City Insight, the fastest way to comprehend the cities inside out. This is Sheldon.
Hey guys, this is Paul. Good evening. Today we're going to a fascinating city, Rio de Janeiro, or simple, Rio.
When we first talk about Rio, the first thing come up in our head must be the huge Cristo Redeemer. The statue is located at the peak of the 700-meter Corcovado mountain in the Tijuca Forest National Park, and it overlooks the city of Rio. As a symbol of Christianity across the world, the statue has also become a cultural icon of both Rio de Janeiro and Brazil, and it is listed as one of the new seven wonders of the world. It is made of reinforced concrete and soapstone and was constructed between 1922 and 1931.
It is said that no matter in daytime or at night, the statue is visible for the most area of downtown. It deserves to be one of the new seven wonders of the world. As a symbol of Rio in Brazil, the city represents the hospitality of Brazilians. It is mysterious as well as solemn. This is about Christ the Redeemer. What are the things we need to know about the history of the city?
Rio de Janeiro was founded in 1565 by the Portuguese. The city was initially the seat of the captaincy of Rio de Janeiro, a domain of the Portuguese Empire. Later in 1763, it became the capital of the state of Brazil, the state of the Portuguese Empire. In 1808, when the Portuguese royal court transferred itself from Portugal to Brazil, Rio became the chosen seat of court of Queen Maria I of Portugal, who subsequently, in 1815, under the leadership of her son, the Prince Regent, and future King Juan VI of Portugal, raised Brazil to the dignity of a kingdom within the United Kingdom of Portugal, Brazil, and Algarves. Rio stayed the capital until 1822, when the War of Brazilian Independence began. This is one of the few instances in history that the capital of a colonizing country officially shifted to a city in one of its colonies. Rio de Janeiro subsequently served as the capital of the independent monarchy, the Empire of Brazil, until 1889, and then the capital of the Republican Brazil until 1960, when the capital was transferred to Brasilia, or when the capital was transferred to Brasilia.
Although Rio did not be the capital of Brazil, Rio de Janeiro has the second largest municipal GDP in the country, and 30th largest in the world in 2008.
Rio de Janeiro is one of the most visited cities in the Southern Hemisphere and is known for its natural settings, carnival, samba, bossa nova, and balonado. And balonado beaches such as Barra da Tijuca, Copacabana, Ipanema, and Leblon. In addition to the beaches, some of the most famous landmarks include the giant statue of Christ the Redeemer atop Corcovado Mountain, named one of the new seven wonders of the world, Sugarloaf Mountain with its cable car, and San Bartolomé at a permanent grandstand parade avenue which is used during carnival, and the Maracanã Stadium, one of the world's largest football stadiums.
Speaking of football, the 2014 FIFA World Cup, also known as the 20th FIFA World Cup, the quadrennial World Championship for men's national football teams organized by FIFA, took place in Brazil from 12th July to 13th July 2014. After the country was awarded the hosting rights in 2007, it was the second time that Brazil staged the competition and the fifth time that it was held in South America.
In the summer of 2016, Rio successfully organized the 31st Olympics, although with severe financial problems, what Rio present is as amazing as expected. More than 1,100 athletes from 207 national Olympic committees took part in it. Rio successfully broke through the 2016 Olympics. Let's have faith in its magnificent city and pray for it.
Pray for Rio. All in all, Rio de Janeiro is a city we can't afford to miss. Hope we can have a brilliant trip. That's all for this week's City Insight. Let's move to next session. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hey guys, welcome to today's tour gallery. I'm your host, Dan Michelle.
This is Sheldon.Dwelling on the Sunset Boulevard, nothing goes with the scenario more than a bossa nova song. And did you know that this genre of music was actually originated from Brazil?
Really? But somehow it doesn't strike me as surprising that such a soul with amorous feelings and relaxing atmosphere can just date all those pleasant songs.
Yeah, totally. And one of the bossa nova singers more commonly known by Chinese audience is actually a Japanese singer, Lisa Ono. Truth to be told, Lisa was born in São Paulo, Brazil. And I guess that explains why her songs have so much genuine and distinctive touch of bossa nova.
Yeah, and as far as I know, in recent decades, she has introduced numerous Asian music lovers into the polychrome bossa world, owing to the charm of her music and bossa nova itself.
And the piece we brought you guys today is her cover of a well-known song, Fly Me to the Moon.
Fly me to the moon, and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand.Darling, kiss me.
Brazil is so much more than just fine music.
Yeah, that's right. For movie lovers, Brazil is more than just bossa nova. The flirtatious samba, the robust football, and the magnificent fine beach. There are glamorous and exotic expressions in Brazilian films. A profound care for humanity can also be found within it. In Brazilian films, there's been a phenomenon that sports has a more frequent appearance than fathers, that social problems are beyond copying, and that the barbarity of the life forces people to go down.
Yeah, in terms of the exterior of the films, well, Brazilian films always possesses this intense tone. Besides, the shots are swift and fierce, without any unnecessary hesitation, or even a slight hint of pretentiousness.
The film that we present to you guys today is called Central Station. Set in the real Central Station, the movie is not only is known for the splendid Brazilian streets, but also impresses the audience with the genuine bond between actors. Using the real film form, the director has led us to the hinterland of the South America. The audience got to be exposed to the harsh situation of millions of Brazilians leaving their homeland, flying to make a living elsewhere. The two actors perfectly elaborated the changing of emotions between them and the gradual transformation of themselves through the lens of the director. We can hear the murmuring calling towards a sophisticated country. A boy needs to find his father, a woman, her attachment, a country, his roots.
Well, that's all for the tour gallery section of today.
I hope the music and film can spark your interest towards these sides of real. Thank you. Looking forward to seeing you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Welcome to today's Learn to Speak. I'm Melissa.
I'm your friend, Catherine.
This time, we'll go to the second greatest city in Brazil, Rio.
So, today we will learn to speak Portuguese.
Sim.
Wait, what did you mean just now? I can't understand what you said.
Haha, sim means yes in English.
Ah, as for Portuguese, I just know hello is olá.
Yes, but this word often is used between unfamiliar people. If you want to say hello to a familiar person, you can use Boa noite, which means good night, and good morning is Bom dia.
Bom noite, Bom dia. Oh, now I know that, and then I want to ask you how to say goodbye.
Goodbye is adios.
How to spell it?
A-D-E-U-S, adios.
Adios. By the way, I also want to know how to say thanks.
When you want to show your thanks to someone, you should say obrigado, O-B-R-I-G-A-D-O.
Obrigado.
Yeah. And next, let me tell you an interesting sentence. If you fall in love with someone in Rio, you can say Eu te amo.
Does it mean I love you?
Yes, you got it.
Oh, Eu te amo. I like this sentence.
and I think similar to the Italian, the Amo.
Yeah, after all, they both belong to the Romance language, but I think you'd better not use it too casually.
Oh, I know. Actually, people in Rio are really enthusiastic.
It's true that their characters are enthusiastic and unrestricted. I want to have some friends like them.
Me too. These factors always fascinated me. So can you tell me how to express the sentence, nice to meet you, I want to know more words?
Haha, I can understand your mood. You can say muito gusto to express your friendly attitude when you meet a stranger.
Muito gusto.
Yeah, you say it very nicely. You should remember that learning language isn't an easy thing. It needs us to spend many time and efforts. So, if you really want to learn more, begin to accumulate from now on.
I think Portuguese is an interesting language. I'm really excited to go to Rio to enjoy the delicious food, especially the roast meat, and watch the football games. So I will study hard.
I believe that Rio is a nice city which will deserve your expectation. And you must can speak it well. But don't forget that there is apicultura in Portuguese.
Oh, it's really difficult to me.
Don't worry. It just needs perseverando exercise. Time flies rapidly. Today's Learn to Speak is ending. Hoping you can learn something meaningful in this program. See you next time.
See you then.
Welcome to Yummy Yummy.
I'm Satan.
I'm Cookie.
Today we are coming Rio. As a country full of immigrants from all over the world, Brazil has many delicious food. In its southwestern part, with its rich soil and large ranch, people love to have roast meat as their supper. In its northeastern part, people live on a diet of tapioca and black bean. In other parts of the country, people have powder, rice, beans as their basic food. Southern people like to have more vegetables. In Brazil, the food are often cooked with a strong flavor. Red peppers are widely used in Brazil, and Brazilians like spicy food very much.
As for the place we're going today, Rio gathers all the delicious food mentioned above. In Rio streets, you can have a traditional Brazilian feast. In local language, it is called feijoada. You can have the special fast food, Rio kilogram rice. Also, you can have the roast meat. Isn't that awesome?
The feijoada, or put it in another way, the Rio slave rice, is a traditional Brazil feast. It is said that the slaves would use the food that their master don't need to make suppers. And that's why this kind of food is called the slave rice now. The food consists of beans, jerky, sausage, and the tails and the ears of pigs. People often stew all the things together with mild fire. Usually people will enjoy the slave rice with its original taste, rice, carrot and oranges will be cut. The slave rice is a part of Brazilian culture and you can't miss it in Rio.
The Rio kilogram rice is a popular fast food which can be seen everywhere in Rio. In a kilogram rice restaurant, you can choose rice, black beans, french fries, salad, sushi and all kinds of meat. In a word, whatever you want, and then pay the bill according to the weight of the food you've picked. Usually, you can have a good meal within 20 reais. That is an economical choice, right? With Rio's high price level, the kilogram rice can not only help you experience local livings, but also save the money. I believe it was a try.
Besides, I guess that you won't miss the roast meat in Rio. In Rio, people will roast beef, chicken legs, sausage, and even some fruits like pineapples. They saw the material and string them with a 1-meter long iron rod. then roast them on the fire until both sides of it turned gold and the smell of it become attractive. In order to keep the original taste of the meat, Brazilians use nothing but mashed garlic and salt while roasting it. With the pick-pack sound of the fire,A rod of meat is turned constantly with tempting smile. I can't hold myself even just imagine that.
With so much delicious food, how can you refuse to pay a visit to Rio? Don't hesitate and set out right now.
This is the end of Yummy Yummy section. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Good evening, I'm Gary. It is a brand new section of City Temple, and I will introduce the following writers. Rio de Janeiro is an important gateway to Brazil and even South America, but also one of the most economically developed regions in Brazil and South America. You cannot wait to set off to go rail ride? Don't worry, here are some necessary riders you need when you get there.
So if you just want to stay a few days, even just one day, what's your plan?
I think a symbol of Rio and Brazil. The Crystal Redentor, 38 meters high and weighing 1,145 tons, stands with a wide, white cross on the crest of the Mount Crystal. 710 meters high, the lights of illuminateThe image of the Christ after night, and it is seen in almost any corner of the city, as if a huge white cross was suspended in air. Guarding the Rio de Janeiro, one of the seven new wonders of the world in 2007.
So how can we go there?
If I were you, I would take the subway line 1 or 2 to get there.
Sounds convenient. And what about opening hours?
We can go there at the sightseeing train running time, which is 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Is it free or...?
Yes, it's free of charge.
Oh, and do you have any contents?
As for its telephone number, it's 5521-2558-1329. And when it comes to its website, it's www.crcovado.com.br.
If you want to stay longer to fully enjoy it, what can we do?
First, we can go to Mount Corcovado, Janeiro's most beautiful scenery at the beach. Ipanema Beach because of the last century 17th as the center of the Bossa Nova, dance world's famous. And the birth of the most famous dance is the song Ipanema Girl. The beach is always overwhelmed by the crowd.Gathered in the poverty and wealthy people of all kinds. Hot body beauty, handsome guy to enjoy the sea bath and sunbathing. It's also the place for locals to hang out, chat, message, walk the dog, and get fit. If the weather is fine, it's quick starting at the eastern edge of Ipanema Beach and at the Copacabana Beach of the sunset. And second, we can go to the Bread Mountain.Bread Mountain is located in the Guanabana Bay entrance. It's one of the symbols of Rio. Sweet Bread Mountain high 3,094 meters. For the summit panoramic view of Rio. It is called security to find the cucumber, intended to be tall and straight up, and the independent peaks. The pronunciation of sugar in the Portuguese similar to the bread.Coupled with the shape of the mountain and the Portuguese, think of home sugar made of conical sugar, a local mold, so-called sugar bread.
And what about tickets?
It's free. Oh, it's free.
Oh, free too. Again.
It's free too. The cable card from 30 rands.
And Gary, do you have any recommended restaurants for us?
Pateco Belmont. This is a well-known train bar which is located in Copacabana branch due to its convenient traffic location and lively atmosphere around. It opened every day, so it was evaluated the most leaves bar. Here you can enjoy local Brazilian steaks. A variety of draft beer as well as cocktails are best choice when we get together with friends.
What can we eat there?
We can eat Latin America cuisine bar and pop Brazilian cuisine.
Actually, I like sushi food, so what can you recommend for us?
Wow, I can recommend it the Sushi Leblon, Rio's first sushi restaurant, which is open full of people. The price, however, is not cheap actually, and the two meals are about 75 to 150 rands. Brazil has the world's largest population of Japanese immigrants, and therefore the Brazilians are proud of the world's best sushi. The restaurant is Michelin recommended restaurant, especially recommended for their white salmon and tuna. In this restaurant, you can enjoy the Japanese cuisine, seafood, other Japanese cuisine, and the telephone number is 5521-251-27830.
What about the business hours?
It opened on Monday, 12 a.m. to 4 p.m. and the next day at 1:30 p.m. Tuesday to Friday is 12 a.m. The next day at 1:30 p.m. Sunday is 1 p.m. The next day at 12 p.m.
Good evening, my dear friends. Another Friday night. Follow Me is here to take you on to a marvelous journey. Standing in front of the gate of
Belvin Copacabana Palace,
Rich seems in a somewhat subdued mood.
What should I do? What am I supposed to do? Oh, my God.
Good morning, sir. What can I help you?
Rich looks up, discovers that the man who asks him is the lobby boy.
Well, thank you, ma'am, but it's a business problem. You don't want to understand.
Okay, sir. Anyway, wish you have a great day.
Hi, sweetie. What you doing? How are the kids?
Good morning, honey. We miss you very much. How about your contract? Oh, I know you must have got it perfectly. I know you're the best at always. When will you come home?
Yeah. Of course. I will come home soon. I love you.
Love you, baby. Bye.
Bye.
Rich feels more bitter now. To release himself, he climbs Corcovado Mountain, seeing the Crystal Redentor. Rich can't help confiding to Jesus.
Lord, I don't know what I should do now. I have always been a successful businessman. I work hard every day, dealing with lots of contracts, making various trades, but recently I lost one. I lost the contract. They refused to sign it. Although I had made all my efforts on it, I tried my best. I'm rich, yes. I'm very rich, but I want to make more money. I don't want to fail my families.
Of course, Crystal Redentor doesn't answer him. Living with sadness, Rich comes to Copacabana Beach. He discovers a tramp who is lying on the beach, soaking up the sunshine.
Oh, how lazy is she? I must teach her a lesson. Good morning, lady. What a nice day.
Oh, yeah. Hi. Good morning. Indeed, it's a lovely day.
Then why are you just lying here? Why not go out for fish?
What? I don't get you. Why should I go out to fish?
Because only if you fish, then you can make money.
Why should I make money?
What? Well, only if you make money, then you can buy lots of things.
Why should I buy lots of things?
Well, lady, when you have everything that one expects to find, you'll be able to have a rest and enjoy the sunshine comfortably.
Interesting, but I'm enjoying the sunshine comfortably. Thank you, ma'am.
This is a story of Copacabana Beach. It's referred to a leisure attitude of real people towards life. Wish we could also enjoy the sunshine like the tramp, while we have to work hard.
This is the end of today's program. Hope you have enjoyed it.We are looking forward to seeing you next week. This is our group. Producer, Li Xiaodong. Anchors, Xin Bixiao, Xu Yuan. Reporters, Liu Yutian, Tang Lihang, Zhuo Xuan, Chen Xuan, Xie Yihong, Wang Hanfang, Sun Lü Wenbo, Mao Qinyu.
一个人的时候，听荔枝FM。